This is a student forum of the Webster Groves High School newspaper, The Echo. Views expressed in this publication are not necessarily of Webster Groves High School, WGSD administration, or the Webster community, but of the student, staff, or citizen that is interviewed.
As part of a four-part series on teaching styles, here is social studies teacher Betty Robert sharing her approach to education.
I think part of it is when you connect with the teacher and you see that how passionate I am about it and the content, it doesn't really matter what method I deliver it in. You know, it's like you guys know I eat, sleep, and breathe it, you know, and then I also go through fire for you and with you. So it's not, I think when you have that kind of passion, it doesn't really matter the method of delivery. I think kids see that, they connect to it, and I think they learn from that. So it is traditional style of teaching, yeah, for sure. When we had a chance to redo the classrooms, I wanted chalkboards instead of whiteboards because I am more traditional about things. But I've done a lot of project-based stuff in the past, and I've got an immense amount of content to cover in a very short amount of time. And the only, like, the most effective way to do that, in my opinion, is through lecture. I think also teachers teach how they learn, you know, so this is how I learn best, is like reading and digesting and doing that. Does it mean that I don't change things for students who have different learning styles than I do? No, that's not, you know, I don't change, it is a lecture format, but you try to give it to them in different ways, in print, in discussion, hearing it verbally, reading it before they come to class. So they have visuals and there's some embedded videos, so it's not like I'm just Charlie Brown's teacher in the background. I try to include as much personality as I can in it so it's not boring. You know, kids aren't learning when they're disengaged.
This has been another publication of The Echo. Thank you for tuning in. Music is Poppers and Prosecco by Kevin McLeod on Incompetech.com. To find out more information about The Echo, search wgecho.org for our website. Views expressed by this publication are not necessarily of Webster Groves High School, WGSD administration, or the Webster community, but of the students, staff, or citizen that is interviewed. Join us for another Echo podcast next week.